こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、オーヴォエナジー社とランカスター大学の調査で、イギリス国内だけで毎日6400万通の不必要なメールが送信されており、それが原因で毎年23475トンの CO2 が排出されていることが分かりました。国民一人が無駄なメールを1日1通減らすだけで16433トンの CO2 削減となり、これはロンドンからマドリードまでの飛行機81152便、またはディーゼル車3334台に相当します。不必要なメールの中でも代表的なものは、ありがとう、良い週末を、受領しましたなどでしたが、調査では 71% の人が環境のためならありがとうのメールが来なくても気にしないと答えたほか、 87% が環境のためにメールを減らしたいと思うと答えました。
According to a study by OVO Energy and Lancaster University, within the UK alone, some 64 million unnecessary emails are being sent every day, resulting in an additional 23,475 tons of CO2 being released.If each person reduced their email output by just one email per day, it would save 16,433 tons of carbon dioxide, or the equivalent of 81,152 flights from London to Madrid, or 3,334 diesel vehicles. Examples of unnecessary emails include messages like, "Thank you," "Have a nice weekend," and "I have received it."In a survey, 71% of respondents said that they would not mind receiving a thank you email. They would not mind not receiving a thank you email if they knew it was for the benefit of the environment and helping to combat the climate crisis. Furthermore, 87% of respondents in the UK would be happy to reduce their email traffic to help support the same cause.
So, この会社は think before you thank って言って、でまあ、ありがとうっていう前にちょっと一瞬立ち止まって考えてねみたいな、
うん、
でカーボンキャッパーっていうクロームのエクステンションを発表してて、なんか4文字以内とか、ただ Thank you だけとか、短い、うん、どう考えてもいらねえだろうみたいなメールをユーザーが送った場合に、ウォーニングみたいな感じで、うん、今の本当に必要だった、ちょっとちゃんと考えてみたいなことを言ってくるらしい。
How much extra carbon dioxide does 介護, or not 介護, 敬語, 敬語, cost? Like, 、
ね、
polite,
お世話になっておりますとかね。
Yeah, 毎回、
毎回ね、そう。
よろしくお願いします。Every email.
Yeah. そう、で、
様も、
様も。あの、これ、まあ、ペーパーというか、ランカスター大学の人は、この環境のためにもいいし、みんなの well-being のためにもいい、うん、その要は無駄に thank you って本当は打つのめんどくさいんだけど、あ、打たないとあっちがなんか気にするかなとか、でもあっちは意外とそんな気にしてなかったりとか、うん、だから、まあ、その2つの面でプラスにはなるねっていうのを言ってた、
うん、
でトップ10不必要 e メールランキングっていうのも出していて、まあ、thank you が一番ね、で thanks、 have a good weekendreceived, appreciate it, have a good evening, did you get this? とか did you see this? とか、あと cheers, you too, lol、
hmm.
がまあ不必要と思われる。
I like all of those and they make interaction a little more smooth and friendly, don't you think?
うん、あの仕事を、まあ、フリーランスになってで、メールのやり取りよりもスラックとか、
うん、
あのが増えてくると、受領しましたっていうのとか見ましたっていう返事は必要ないんだよね、あの、うん、既読になるからさ、
うん、
それだけでもちょっと楽だなと思う。やっぱたまに日本人のクライアントとかとメールでやり取りするとさ、なんか添付で何か送られてきて、それに対して取り急ぎ受領のご報告みたいなさ、とりあえず見たよっていうのを送って、であっちもありがとうございます、よろしくお願いしますとかさ、そのなんていうの、 別にいらないんだけど礼儀正しくするためにはこうした方がいいのかなってみんながふんわり思ってるみたいなさ。
So do we know how emails compare to other platforms? Video streaming, Netflix,、you know,、scrolling through your Facebook feed once probably releases more carbon dioxide than your annual email use.、Like once.、Like,、
ね、そのたまに
are we really quantifying these things in a relative sense where...
そう、たまに話題になるけど、Google で一回検索するだけでも、なんていうの、エネルギーを使ってるわけじゃん、結構。だから、間違えて検索して、あ、もう一回やり直しとか、それだけでも、また倍に、倍かかるとか。だから、確かに、見えにくいところだけど、見えにくいじゃあんまり意識してないけど、エネルギーは使ってしまってるんだよね、サーバーの。
I think there are a lot of ways to reduce CO2 emissions caused by internet use and digital information transfer before removing actual human communication. You can compress HTML, you can compress CSS with like Minify. You can reduce the number of requests that are made. There are so many things that can be done to reduce the weight of websites and various interactions with that website.
この調査でも言ってたのは、もちろんこれってそのたかが知れてるというかね、もっと大企業がやってること、あの排出してる CO2 の量とか、今マイケルが言ったみたいなこととかと比べると全然たかが知れてるんだけど、まあ、こういう小さいところから気にしてるよっていうのを国民が示すことで、まあ、企業へのプレッシャーにもなるよねっていうのは言ってた。
But companies are not even, no one's even asking companies to be efficient. So for example, if you go to toyota.jp, that is 2.76 megabytes and 187 requests to load that one page. If you go to bilingualnews.jp, it's 230 kilobytes.It's less than a tenth of the data, and there are only five requests made. Five, not 187. So as we're browsing, as things are loading, as things are happening behind the scenes, the more requests there are, the more data that's being moved really increases the CO2 cost, essentially. And no one's measuring that. No one's commenting on anyone doing anythingrelated to that. And before we ask people, you know, not to say, have a nice weekend, I think we should point out, hey, we can make the internet a lot more efficient and a lot faster. Before we started this podcast, that's what I was trying to do. That was my mission. And I saw that Google was starting to work on that with their page speed services, but they haven't done anything. I thought they were going toOffer this to anyone, but you know, anyone could call up. I don't know if you can just call up Toyota right now, but they don't leverage browser caching, they don't leverage CSS sprites, they have a huge number of unnecessary redirects, and anyone can look at their website and like you could fix it in an hour, like I could fix it in an hour, so.It's not just websites, but all the things that are going on online are this way, where they're inherently inefficient, much less efficient than they could be.
特にトヨタみたいにそういう大企業だと、そのページを訪れる人の数も半端ないからね。
Yes.
そうやって無駄になってると。
So, websites like Amazon or Yahoo or any sort of...news amalgamating portal, anything with a lot of traffic, that problem is obviously greatly amplified. And it's free. It saves them money.
Right.
It saves them money because they pay for, you know, server hosting costs and everything like that. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
Why do you think that Toyota is keeping their website so inefficient?
Well, it's not just Toyota. This is true for pretty much every single website.
But I mean, like, as an example, like, why do you think they don't fix it?
It requires specific technical knowledge in order to engineer the back end of the website to have a waterfall that makes sense, that to minimize the requests and to build the CSS sprites, all this stuff, to compress your code, you risk creating an error when you try to make things that lean. But once you do it, it can run that way much faster. So like their website's loading time for all the elements on there is probably like 4 or 5 seconds. Whereas for our website, it's like 0.6. So that will actually reduce your bounce rate, and people will engage with the site more if it's faster. So it's just a win for everyone, and it's a win for the climate and energy usage and everything else. It should just be done.
ね。
Someone steal my idea.
いつもマイケが言ったみたいに、externalities にタックスがかかるってなったら、そういうところも一瞬で治るだろうにね。
Yeah, if we can correct incentives. But someone should look into how much energy all these other things are costing too. I know there has been a survey of how much energy is being used for Bitcoin hashing, for example. And it's a significant amount.
Right.
There's solutions that don't hurt anybody. That can be pursued. You know, you don't have to say, you don't have to not say, have a nice weekend. Or it's like what we're doing with the chirashi taisaku stekka. It's free. So if you don't want all this chirashi in your mailbox, like 500-600 grams of paper, like dead tree body parts shoved into your mailbox every single month, and then, you know, how much energy is used to produce those leaflets and physically transport each one and to produce the ink, you know, to the whole printing process, to manufacture the paper itself from the pulp. I mean, it's made out of trees.
Yeah. しかも最近チラシなんかプラスチックっていうかあのビニールの袋に入ってるやつあるじゃん、綺麗に。なんか雨とかにも濡れても平気なようにとか、本当にやめてほしいよね。すごい立派な紙使ってたりとかさ。
The ink contains chemicals that are not good for the environment either. And it's a huge amount of chirashi that people are receiving. I think we've reached almost 1,000 of those.
I just wonder if it works.
If what works?
At all. チラシ。Like, その家に入ってるチラシを見て、あ、ここの不動産屋に私のマンション売ろうとかさ、なんかどれぐらい効果があるのって思わない？今の時代。
Very low relevance.
でしょ？
Yeah. So it's
もう一気にやめてほしい。
It's a very inefficient form of advertising.
ね、本当バカバカしいよね。次、先週木曜日、テスラが同社初となる電動トラック、名付けてサイバートラックを発表しました。生産は2021年後半に開始予定ですが、すでに予約受注が20万台に達しています。ロサンゼルスで開催された記者発表では、リードデザイナーが大きなハンマーで車体を殴りつけ、全く傷やへこみができないトラックの強度をアピールしました。さらに窓の強度を示すために鉄球を投げつけると窓にひびが入り、イーロン・マスク氏が思わず Oh my fucking God と驚く場面があり話題になりました。
Last week on Thursday, Tesla released their first electric truck called the Cybertruck. Tesla plans to begin production in late 2021 and have already accepted over 200,000 pre-orders. At the reveal event held in Los Angeles, the lead designer hit the truck with a sledgehammer, showing the truck's strength. However, when he threw a steel ball at the window to demonstrate its resilience, the window cracked and Elon Musk reacted by saying, "Oh my fucking God."
モノマネあのこれ、まあ、まずトラックなんだけどトラックピックアップトラックなんだけど、ピックアップトラックには見えない。
How do you feel? What was your first impression when you saw it?
I thought it was really ugly.
Really? How do you feel about it now?
I still feel that it's ugly.
It's perfect.
自分は絶対欲しくない、これは。
It's, I must have it. It's so beautiful.
そうでしょ。
It's beautiful.
私これ誰が買うんだろうと思っちゃったもん。だから20万台も予約入ってるって聞いてびっくりした。
Everyone's gonna buy it.
400万円とか500万円ぐらいだよね。
What's not good about this truck?
なんかやだこれ、私。
It has... Someone was saying on social media, pointing out like, someone that operates a business that has a lot of trucks, they were saying it has minimal brake service, no oil changes, no exhaust, engine or fuel system costs. You don't have to replace the windshields unless someone throws a steel ball at it. It has no transmission maintenance, no paint.
Yeah.
It won't rust. It won't get damaged. No generator costs or fuel costs.
Yeah. だからその機能面ではもちろん素晴らしいんだろうけどさ。
It includes a loading ramp and a lockbox.
Yeah.
And the truck costs $40,000.
Yeah.
Like that's really cheap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think a lot of people are going to buy it. If it was an $80,000 truck, I don't think that many people would
buy it. Right, right. その機能と値段をこうウェイしたときに、まあ素晴らしいのは分かるんだけど、見た目が私はちょっとやっぱりどうしても嫌だな。
It's designed for Mars.
Right.
It's literally designed for Mars. So on Mars, yeah, you don't want to have paint.
Yeah.
And like any of this other stuff.
But I live here,
right?
So. すごいね、大きいハンマーでガンガンこう叩いて、ああ、全然壊れません、すごいですね。じゃあ次に窓行きましょうかっつって、鉄球を結構ね、野球みたいにガーンって投げつけたら、バーってひびが入って、イーロンが、まあイーロンでも爆笑してたよね。Oh my fucking god って言って笑って、そしたらなぜかデザイナーの人が、もう一回やろうかみたいな。で、後ろの方の窓をもう一回なぜか、もうちょっと軽めにやったら、まあ、同じようにひびが入ってしまったっていう。
It was so funny how Elon was talking about it right before it happened. Because after they hit the truck, after Franz hit the truck, Franz van Housen, such a designer name. But, Elon was like, what about the glass? Seems like a vulnerability.
そうそう、すごいかっこよかったんだけどね。
Franz, help me break this glass or something like this.
Yeah. And the guy was like, are you sure? みたいなさ。
But then he asked about the second window.
そう。そうそう、そうなんだ。だからちょっとね、展開的に意味がよくわかんなかった。だから、で、2回目にもう1回じゃ投げようかって言った時に、イーロンはちょっと、
Are you sure?
そう、really? みたいな感じで、まあでもいいよって言ったら、同じ結果になったっていう。
They like took turns being skeptical.
Yeah. 何なんだこれはみたいな感じだったけどね。
They showed a video of them testing the glass before the presentation、with Franz van Housen throwing that steel ball and it was just bouncing off the, off the window.、and then, in, I don't know if you noticed this, but when they were dropping the steel ball in that tube and it was hitting the glass and bouncing off, there were...these screw stays on all sides of that pane of glass. And when the force of the ball was low, the screw stays were holding the glass in place. But as they got higher and higher, the ball would hit that pane of glass and the pane would bounce and the little stays for the glass actually lifted up. They lifted up. And what that allows the glass to do is transfer that energy into upward movement of the entire pane of glass. If you completely, you know, mount the glass solidly, so like it, I should mention in the testing they were doing before the presentation, the door was slightly open. And they had some like...mats and stuff on the truck because they were afraid that when they threw the ball, he might accidentally hit a different part of the truck. I don't know why it would matter. but when he was bouncing that glass or the ball off the glass, you could see that the door was open. And so the glass would flex and bounce the ball back.
Right.
The window has to be able to flex in order to transfer that energy back into the ball. If the window can't flex, all the energy is going to be transferred into the window and it's going to break. So I think what happened is that the testing they did was not consistent enough. What they could do is add space to the top of the window where it sits against the in the body of the truck, so that the top of the window is allowed to move a little bit in there. And then I think it would survive the ball.
Yeah,
that's my theory. There's so many different theories about why it broke. Elon mentioned that he thinks maybe they weakened the glass by hitting the door with the hammer, but they didn't hit the back panel with the hammer.
Right.
Then some people said, had different theories about the...
It just looked a bit sad because その窓に思いっきりひびが入った状態でプレゼンを続けないといけないわけじゃん。その車の前に、そう、車の前にイーロンが立って、はい、じゃあ次行きましょうかみたいな感じで、こう次の話題に移らなきゃいけなかったのが、こう、すごい面白かった。笑っちゃった、ちょっと。
You know, the media talked about this truck a lot because of this incident, but the truck itself is shocking. It's truly shocking. This 30 times cold rolled, bulletproof 300 series stainless steel exoskeleton that supposedly can be pressurized. So they're going to use these on Mars, supposedly. They'll just pressurize them. That's why it has this crazy super variable suspension for crossing weird terrain. Did you see that it can like raise the front and lower the back like a lot? And they also released an ATV.
Oh, okay.
A little...
I love ATVs.
Yeah, it's an electric ATV.
Hmm.
And the thing has a faster 0 to 60 than the Porsche 911 GT3 from this year.
Hmm.
So it's...
The ATV looks like a normal ATV, or does it look...
It's like Batman's ATV.
Okay. Hmm.
It's not as metal angular as the truck.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be weird seeing a bunch of these drive around on the street?
いや、本当にそう思う。これ道で見つけたらすごいびっくりする。
I think they're going to be a lot. この見た目。
なんか、いつの未来の車ですかって感じ。
I think you can tell from this car that Elon really used a first principles design for the manufacturer. And even the shape of it, it's shaped the way it is for a reason. And it's because they can't, the steel they're using is too hard to shape with a press. You can't press it. So the only thing they can do is have these panels
right.
like that.
Right.
And connect them together. It's going to have all the full self-driving automation stuff too.
Right, right.
Yeah,
次の話行こうかじゃあ。つながってるか。
Oh, there's one more thing. Tesla has a patent now to use lasers to remove debris from the windshield and from the cameras.
What? How does that work?
So if vehicles become fully autonomous, self-driving, they are reliant on their sensors, the cameras and stuff. And if it's a truck, some mud gets on the little camera and now it can't see.
Right.
So people have suggested, well, why don't you put a little windshield in front of the camera and have the little windshield have little windshield wipers, you know, so that the camera... can see,
yeah.
you know, and I don't think Elon was a fan of the miniature windshield wiper idea.
Yeah.
So they're trying to develop a laser that will clean the cameras.
That's, I guess, way cooler than the mini wiper.
If it works, yeah, but I mean, it would just use light. You don't have to, like, there's not going to be like a laser fluid refill bottle or anything like that. Although that would be kind of cool.
So you want this truck?
I want it. I'd have to get a different parking space. My car is just starting to struggle.
Oh no.
I think the Power FC might have failed, but I just don't understand Power FCs well enough to figure it out. So Power FC, 詳しい人
詳しい人連絡ツイッター かメールで マイケル 助けてあげてください。次。
The Japanese government has introduced new regulations which will require all new cars to be equipped with automatic emergency braking systems beginning in 2021. Requirements for such automated braking systems were first introduced with trucks and buses in 2014. The new rules will use standards for the capabilities of such systems, which were set by the UN committee in June. The standards have three primary requirements. The automatic braking system should be able to 1. Stop a vehicle traveling at 40 kilometers an hour in time to prevent it from rear-ending an idle vehicle. 2. Slow a vehicle traveling at 60 kilometers an hour so it does not collide with a car in front traveling at 20 kilometers an hour. And 3. Halt a vehicle traveling at 30 kilometers per hour before it hits a pedestrian crossing in front of the car and walking at a speed of 5 kilometers per hour. In these conditions, the vehicle would begin autonomously braking 4 seconds before impact would occur.
日本政府は2021年以降に販売されるすべての新車に自動ブレーキの搭載を義務付ける方針です。2014年からトラックやバスでは順次義務化されています。自動ブレーキには国連の専門委員会で今年6月に定められた国際基準を採択します。この国際基準では以下3つの条件を満たす必要があります。1. 時速40キロで走行中、前方に停車している車にぶつかる前に止まる。2. 時速60キロで走行中、前方を20キロで走行する車にぶつからないよう速度を落とす。3. 時速30キロで走行中、時速5キロで前を横切る歩行者を引く前に止まる。これらの条件ではぶつかると思われる4秒前には自動でブレーキが効き始めます。いや、これは絶対にやった方がいいよね。
うん。
やっぱり、そういう事故が多すぎる、特に高齢化社会になっていって、どんどんこう、お年寄りが増えていく中で、その、ブレーキとアクセル踏み間違いとか、まあ単純に不注意で前見てないとかもあるだろうし、だから、それを防げる技術があるんであれば、それを全部に搭載はしてほしいよね。
I think this is one of the first steps towards eventually, someday, it will probably become illegal to drive a car yourself, you know?
いや、本当にそう思う、私は。その、やっぱり人間が車を運転するっていうのがどんだけ危険なことかって、今はそれしかオプションがないから当たり前になってるけど、それこそ私の息子が大人になる時とかには、昔人間が運転してたのはアップなバカじゃないみたいな感じになっていてほしい。
Do you wear your seatbelt when you get in a taxi?
Yeah.
Yeah? Always?
Most of the time, I guess. なんか最近ってやっぱ運転手さんに言われるじゃん。シートベルトお願いしますって。
Really?
うん。
They don't say that to me.
Really? あとまあ息子と一緒にいるからなんだろう。まあシートベルト、まあちょっとでも安全な方を選ぶみたいな。
It doesn't have a chime, right?
Chime?
Mm-hmm. 日本は。So in the States, if you don't...
はめないとずっと鳴るやつ?
Yeah.
ああ。タクシーはないね。
But...Shouldn't taxis have that before anything else? People would complain so much. It's like, let me do what I want. Jesus Christ. And it's like helmets and bicycles too, right? Or like, why is it even legal to ride a bicycle? Or why is it legal to like do any of this stuff? Because bicycles are dangerous. It's just so dangerous.
Yeah.
And so
that's what I tell my husband all the time, and he just thinks I'm like paranoid.
Or what about Genski?
Oh, no way. My son is never going to ride that stuff.
Genski.
Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
で、できればバイセコンも乗んないでほしいぐらいだもん。特にこの都会のその車道とか歩道とか本当に危ない。
Mm. Genski is pretty crazy if you look at the statistics.
Yeah, no way.
A lot of people ride Genski. You know, with the helmet, with the loose straps. It's not even like, they don't even clip the straps on their helmet, you know?
私親にこう、こういうのは絶対やっちゃダメっていうのをそんなにいっぱい言われてなかったけど、バイクだけは絶対にやめなさいってずっと言われてた。なんか事故になった時、mm-hmm. 車はまだ壁があるからいいけど、mm-hmm. バイクはもう自分がむき出しになってるからぐしゃってなるよって、もう絶対バイクだけはってもう何万回も言われたよ。
いや、
yeah. 私はそれは今同じ気持ち、まさに。
You know, Tesla has refused to build an electric bike because Elon personally is against bikes because he almost died on one. People have really different strong opinions either way on.
そうね、好きな人はね、めっちゃ好きだからね、バイク。なんかかっこいいみたいな。なんかその気持ちは分からなくもないけど、ただ。むき出しだからね。その自分がどんなに運転うまくて気をつけてて、周りがどうかっていうのは分かんないし。
Well, I think on average, new cars as of 2018 had 84% of them had automatic emergency braking systems anyways. It's only the cheap cars that didn't have them.
Ah, okay.
So by making them mandatory...the price of cars will go up. The price of the cheapest cars will go up. And that may result in poorer people having less access to cars. Well, it will result in them having less access to cars. Because if you buy an expensive car, it has it. If you buy the cheapest cars, they don't have it. New cars right now. And then once the rule goes into effect... Those cheap, even the very absolute cheapest car would have to have all of the equipment and everything to be able to do that. So,
how much would it? I mean, how much more expensive is it going to be?
It depends, but current systems that I'm aware of, I think they use LiDAR, which is extremely expensive. It's thousands of dollars per spinema laser, whatever the.Gadgets are that they those spinning lasers, I don't even know what those are, but but if they don't use LiDAR, they can have the cost way down, but you have to have a much more sophisticated AI which they do not have.
なるほどね。
So
well,
also some accidents have been caused by these systems because they do weird stuff when people aren't expecting it. And then there's also a weird conditioning effect that happens to humans. So in any sort of semi-autonomous system, there's some level of uncertainty as to what you have to do and what it will do for you.
And そうだね。
So I rented a Nissan Rogue or something when I was in the States last time, and it was like the newest one, and it had all kinds of lane keeping assist, and it keeps the distance between you and the car in front of you, and if you're coming up to a light or something, it'll brake and stop the car, not even an emergency. It'll 普通に brake and stop the car, this sort of how you would coming up to like a red light.
Okay.
So I started just letting it do all this stuff. Right? And I started to trust it.
Right.
You know, the lane keeping and, you know, and I'm like, maybe I can check Instagram. No, I didn't do that. But you start to like...
Right.
The attention, the level of focus and attention that you're paying is much less.
Mm.
You're way more relaxed.
Yeah.
You're just kind of floating because it keeps you in the center of the lane for you. And that's like, you end up using way less brain power
to
steer.
まあそうだよね。
Yeah.
だからやっぱ今すごい微妙なところじゃん。
It is.
その、いろんな技術があっていろんなことしてくれられるんだけど完全自動化ではないっていう。
Mm-hmm.
そので車によってもどこまでやってくれるかって違うじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だからとかその例えばうちの両親も最近新しくした車でだから駐車とかは本当は自動でできるんだけど、
mm-hmm. What is it?
It's Volvo、
huh.
まあ、自動で駐車できるけどやっぱりなんか年齢も年齢だからそれを信用してなくて自分で駐車するとかさなんていうの人によって使い方も違うし、で今そのすごい微妙なところだからそれはそれで確かにマイケルが言ったみたいな問題にはなるよね。だから本当は全部自動だったら全部自動でも分かりやすいけど、これ中途半端じゃ中途半端だから。
Because it changes you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだよね。
Yeah, so you a situation where you might have been paying attention, now you weren't paying attention because you kind of you're just sort of supervising,
yeah,
which is way easier.
So, yeah,
it's supposed to. Tesla is supposed to reach the full self-driving functionality by the end of this year. So 1 month left.
Wow.
They're going to release the driving on normal streets and stuff. They already have all the highway on-ramp, off-ramp navigation stuff. It's like. Everyone's saying they, not everyone, but most people are saying they use it every day. They don't have to drive at all on the highway anymore.
Wow.
At all. They, the car gets on the highway and then gets all the way to the exit and gets off and they don't have problems.
Wow. I definitely need that.
But if you have one problem, you're dead.
Yeah.
So you still have to really pay attention. Yeah. It's like the Harry Potter guy. You know, his car was self-driving. Everything was fine. Not the actor, but the guy who died because he was trying to watch the new Harry Potter movie on the floor of his Tesla, and then his Tesla went into the back of a truck.
Okay.
You remember this story?
No.
Yeah, he trusted the machine too much, and he started watching Harry Potter. And then his car went into a truck. I mean, that was like 4 years ago or something. But 3 years ago?
そうだからね、こう、なんだろう、毎日ずっとうまくいってても、どっかで機械がフェイルして動かなければもう死ぬんだけど、ただ毎日毎日車使ってて、毎日毎日うまくいってたら、それは人間の心理として、ああ、大丈夫だって思うわけじゃん。
It's amazing that humans don't crash more often, honestly.
Yeah.
I've never...been in a serious accident in my life and I've driven a lot.
I don't trust any driver, especially now. So like
anyone?
だから本当に怖いもん。ベビーカーで歩いてる時とかにこう、まあ、例えばパーキング出てくる車がいたりとかさ、マンションとか、まあ、いろいろあるじゃん。信号渡ってる時待っててくれてるトラックとか、なんか今この人が間違えてアクセルを踏んだらそれだけでもう死ぬじゃんこっち。
Yeah, that's it.
なんかさ当たり前のことなんだけど今までこう子供と歩いてない時あんまり意識してなかったか自分だけが走って逃げればいいっていう問題なんか走って逃げれば安全が確保されるわけじゃないけど毎回ただこう自分だけじゃないと余計怖いっていうか。
It is something I think a lot of people will.I worry about it sometimes. Like when I'm trying to cross the street and a taxi is turning into my Oldan Hodo and they're not slowing down until they get like super close.
Yeah.
I'm like...
怖いよね。
I'm like... I have like this reaction in my head. Like, the fuck? Like, why can't you just not make me think I'm going to die?
そうそうそう。
How about that? So, is that too much to ask?
I don't know you, だから
Does my life need to like flash before my eyes when I cross the street?
そうそう、わかるわかる。
And,
you know, 特にその時にこっちの顔を見てくれる人と見てくれない人がいるじゃん。なんか目が合ってれば、あ、この人私のこと絶対待っててくれるなってわかるし、あ、私の存在に気づいてるなって。でもなんかこう、止まるけど全然こっち見てくれてない時とか、え、私がいるの分かってんのか分かってないのか分かんないから、止まった方がいいのか、行っちゃっていいのか分かんないみたいな。なんか、その人の中では止まるに決まってるって思ってるのかもしれないけど、本当 I don't know you だから、なんか、それを見せてくれって思っちゃうけど。
Do you ever imagine what you would do if the car didn't stop? Like, what would, like, you're gonna, like, push the baby car out of the way.
Oh my god.
And do, like,
a
somersault, like, over
the
hood. Like,
yeah. 本当にいつも考えてる、それ。だから、イメトレ
Yeah.
だから、自分はもう諦めるしかないから、自分はいいとしても、そのベビーカーを、その、場合によっては、引っ張んないといけないのか、押すのが正解なのか、その、車の位置によって変わるわけじゃん。思いっきり押さないといけないか、引っ張るのか、なんか、とにかく、どれぐらい自分が反応できるか分かんないけど、ベストを尽くすしかないから、と思って、いつもそれ、イメトレしてる。外歩いてる。
Whatever it is that you end up doing would have to be like really cool, too, right? Because like this truck like doesn't stop, and then at the last second, you're like Jason Statham, you take your jacket off and like, wrap it around the baby car and like fling it over here and like do a flip.
Yeah, I wish I was Jason Statham, but... And I'm like half naked, right?
Yeah, well, but, yeah, that's what I started with, taking my shirt off.
But それはさすがに無理だから。そう、でも本当にいつもイメトレしてる。だから結構外歩いてるお母さん、お父さん、イメトレしてんじゃないと思うよ、私と同じように。あとこう、変な人が来て子供に何かしそうになった時のイメトレとか。
People in cars are weird. You have to be careful because they get that road rage thing going on. It's real. Like normal people will become like Mr. Hyde.
Right. I haven't actually seen it.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
Like someone who's driving the car I'm in.
Oh.You haven't seen other drivers like freak out and road rage?
I don't drive, so I don't, yeah.
I had a truck driver get mad at me.
Okay.
And we were like, I was coming out of Sabiseria and we were going to merge at the same time. So I accelerated and kind of went first because we were like about even. And I guess he like, 切れた。Because he pulled out some crazy laser pointer and just started lasering the shit out of my rear view mirror.
What?
Yeah, and he like was, this laser was all up in my cabin and I'm like driving away.
Yeah.
And I'm like so far away and he's still hitting me with this laser.
What? He's got some issues.
And I was like, I wish I had a laser, too.
でもそのためにじゃあレーザーポインター持ってるって、持ち歩いてるってこと？その人は。車に置いてるってこと？
I guess. It was one of those green ones.
もともとやばい人じゃん、じゃあもう。
I don't know. People, truck drivers are weird. They do weird stuff.
Like what?
I've had a truck driver get mad and then barricade me. So...They pull out into the right lane and they drive next to another truck and they match the speed and they just do that for like 20 minutes just to piss you off.
Wow.
I had a guy who was driving like a BMW 8 series or something, one of the huge BMWs. And he tried to cut in.When the light had turned green, so I was like trying to go. And as I was going, he tried to like just brute force pull out in front of me. And in that moment, I reacted by just steering around the tip of his car. And then the light turned red before I got through the light because there were a bunch of cars in front. This guy drove across the street, left his car in the middle of the road, and got out. And he was so furious. He started marching towards my car. And as he's like swearing and yelling, a car just zips right past him, and he almost got run over because he wasn't looking at all. And he was angry again. And he comes all the way to the car, and he's like trying to open my door.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Why?
And people are like honking.
Yeah.
Because he's like trying to open the door of my car.
Oh my god. 超怖い。最近やっぱさ、ドライブレコーダーついてるから、そういうのニュースになるじゃん、すぐ。
うん、
こう、そうやって、例えば煽り運転とかをして、うん、まあ、車から降りて、殴ろうとしてくるとかさ。なんか。
He looked like some 50-year-old rich golfing, you know, something,、うん、I don't know. One of these,、okay. the people that buy the BMW.8 series or whatever, 7 series.
They need to just.
It's pretty common. People losing shit.
I suck at driving, so I don't have time to get mad at people.
Osaka's the worst. Everyone was honking at me in Osaka. They're so impatient. And everyone's on their phone while they're driving. Everyone in Osaka is like on their cell phone while they're driving. I saw that so much, I couldn't believe it. The police must not be enforcing that over there.
文化の違いかな。
Yeah.
次。
The Massachusetts State Police Department has begun using a Boston Dynamics robot dog known as Spot for remote observation tasks in the field. According to a report by the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, the department had used Spot in 2 live incidents and in various testing. Boston Dynamics describes Spot as a general-purpose robot.Spot has an open API which enables customers to run their own software to control it. In the lease for the robot, there's a clause which prohibits using the robot to physically harm or intimidate people. Cade Crockford of the ACLU stated, "We really need some law and some regulation to establish a floor of protection to ensure that these systems can't be misused or abused in the government's hands."
マサチューセッツ州警察がボストンダイナミクスの犬型ロボットスポットのリース提供を受け、危険物を探すための遠隔監視用に使っていることが明らかになりました。アメリカ自由人権協会マサチューセッツ支部の報告書によると、これまで訓練のほか実際に2件の事件で使用されたとのことです。ボストンダイナミクスはスポットを多目的ロボットとしており、顧客はオープン API で自身のソフトウェアを走らせることが可能です。リース契約では、人を傷つけたり脅す目的で使用することは禁じられています。人権協会のケイド・クロックフォード氏は以下のように述べています。こうしたシステムが政府によって誤用されたり乱用されるのを防ぐため、何らかの法や規制が確実に必要です。写真見ると全然スポットっぽくないんだよね。
いや。
スポットって言うとなんか可愛いけどさ、全然スポット感がない。まあまさにボストンダイナミクスらしいビジュアル。
Well, it's one of the cuter robots. It's cuter than like the what was it? The Atlas or the what was the other one called? Like.Jumpman or some weird names, the early robot humanoid robot、
right.
Prototypes were scary.
人のやつよりはマシかもしれないけど、まあ犬、うん、まあ四つ足のね黒いロボットなんだけど。
It, originally it's yellow, and you know they're when they.Try to make it look nice. Like Boston Dynamics shows it as yellow, but in a police context, it's like
black.
So,
まあ黒い方がいいよね。多分ね、黄色よりね。警察が使うんだったらね、あまりに目立っちゃうから。
So in 2016, do you remember the Dallas sniper、
mm-hmm.
who is out to kill police officers? that Dallas sniper was killed by a robot.
Mm.
And I think that was the first coordinated killing of a suspect, I guess, a shooter, using a robot,
right,
by the police.
Mm.
There wasn't a huge outrage about it at the time. You know, people weren't like, "Oh my god, I can't believe they used a robot."
Yeah, muscle down.
Because people understood that if they didn't use the robot, that more people probably would have been killed. Mm, you know, so.
So, まあこれも爆弾処理班とかが使うみたいなの書いてあったけど、
mm-hmm.
まあそれを本当に人がやらない方がいい。からロボットでいいんじゃないと思うけどね。だからその使う範囲がきちんと明文化されていて、でっていうんだったら別にまあ一般的にも受け入れられるんじゃないかなと思うけど私は。
Would you support it being used to raid homes?
Raid homes?
Yeah, like a if you were gonna bust some criminal drug lord or something.
Oh.I guess, I mean, it depends, right? If they're going to just go into people's homes and start shooting everybody, then that's really bad, right? But...
You mean if the robot was?
Yeah.
I don't think the robot would be doing that. But the robot could be used to assist...like raid operations. That's what I suspect it will be used for most often. Because if you're raiding some place and you suspect that they suspect that you're raiding that place, then whoever opens that door is probably going to get shot.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So だからそのものすごい身の危険がある、その操作してる側の人たちが。
They don't know, so how much 危険 there will be.
Right, right, right.
If you suspect.
まあただ、yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And in the States, it's like, it's so easy for someone to have a gun. And all of a sudden, well, all of our lives are endangered. Maybe we should use the robot, right?
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't assume like, oh, that drug lord, he doesn't use guns.No, you always assume that they have deadly force. So I think the justifications for using these sorts of robotics, not weaponized necessarily at this stage, but I don't, you know, police officers are doing a really dangerous job, like SWAT teams.
なんか日本もさ、たまに…なんか結構前だけど忘れられないのが包丁持って暴れてる男の人がいてなんか誰かを襲おうとしてるみたいな、
mm-hmm.
でそれを助けに行った女性の警官がもう素手で戦って指が切断したみたいなニュースがあってさそういうこうなんだろう、oh.
My friend was told me my, one of my friends who's a police officer told me that he like knows the person that hadLike lost fingers
oh, yeah?
from
oh, okay.
It was like an axe. Someone had like an old axe or something.
Right.
It might have been a different incident.
そういうこうなんだろう。もうその女性警官が素手でその刃物なり斧を持ってる人と戦わないといけない状態っていうのは絶対に避けたいわけじゃん。まあ女性警官だけど男性もそうなんだけどもちろん。だからこう。いや、だから weaponize ってなるとちょっとねやっぱり。
But why do you need to weaponize it? So my logic is the reason why the police force uses deadly force is because they are threatened.
Right, right.
And they are threatened because they're there.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So if someone threatens the robot, I think we don't need to kill that person.
Mm.
Even if they, you know, I'm going to shoot the robot.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, that's just going to make things worse for you, but at least none of us are dying, right? So I think the police often use force, which produces a bad outcome for the suspect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they can't accept the risk from the suspect. It's just too much risk.
だからやっぱりそういう法なり規制なりっていうのは作らないといけないよね、どっちにしろね。
This could go very badly too, obviously.
そうなの。だから普通に今みたいな考えで、だからウェポナイズする、だからロボットを使うことはもちろん必要で、今後。ただ、ウェポナイズする必要はないよねっていう話になるのか、こう悪い、悪い人っていうかさ、だったら普通に、いや、ロボットもウェポナイズして、今の警官みたいに、あの、その辺の人撃ったりとか、走って逃げたら撃ったりしてもいいとかってなると、じゃあその責任誰が取るとか、あの間違えて撃って誰か死んじゃった時どうなるとか、まあまたそういう話になっていくわけだから。
Should make these robots out of that Cybertruck metal.
そうだね。
And then it just walks up to the suspect and like bear hugs them.
ああ、確かにね。優しくね。
until they calm down. just make it really freaking strong.
Yeah.
And then it's like fast.
Yeah.
And all it does is like hug.
Yeah. So, so it's like a giant
Terminator Care Bear that hugs suspects.
Yeah. そうするとやっぱりその警察の方で死ぬ人も減るし、サスペクトで撃たれる人も減るわけじゃん。Mm-hmm. そうなるとウィンウィンでいいと思うけどね。
How do we avoid the slippery slope of these things being abused?
Yeah.
And someone, you know, programs the robot to plant evidence or something crazy, you know, some high level.
Right.
And then how does it not get to, you know, how do you not apply the same logic with warfare? It's like, well, we're at war, and why should our people die for the enemy? That's dumb. So how about you guys shoot our robots, and our robots shoot your people until you give up?
I think...Eventually, ideally, そのお互いロボットじゃないとやっちゃいけないことにしてほしいよね。
But their robots will last like two seconds.
Like if you wanna, yeah, but that's fine. I mean, if you wanna start a war, then you can only do it if the other party has robots to fight you.
So there's conflict right now. You know, there are conflicts right now. There's war right now. Humans that.Are fighting on behalf of countries that have robots which could fight might start to think like, why does Jimmy have to get shot, or why do I have, you know, PTSD now, and it costs so much more money and stuff. We should just mass produce Cybertruck metal Terminators.And have those storm, you know, Syria.
Well, better yet, why don't we just do it virtually, you know? もうだからやっぱりゲーム、
these people aren't online.
ゲームの中でやってよ。
They're not online.
Well, someone needs to provide it with them.
Give them internet so we can... They don't want our
We can have a war online. Just like open world. War zone.
I honestly wonder how we're going to avoid...You know, the opening scene from Terminator.
Yeah.
Where the robots are stepping on skulls.
Yeah. まあ、これ、それがあるから、こうやって人権協会とかいろんな人が懸念してるわけで、きちんと法とか規制を作っていかないと、もう政府がやりたい放題になっちゃうよねっていう話だよね。
So you think there's going to be like a new, Geneva convention? You know, like you can't use laser pointers or acid or something.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, mustard gas or, I don't know, those weird...
Yeah, 絶対そうなるでしょ。普通にだって、ロボット、例えばそのイラク戦争とかの時に、もうロボットがあったとしてさ、大量に送り込んで、その民間人なりなんなりをロボットがガンガン撃ち殺すみたいな。
We have tons of robots that fly around bombing people.
Right, right.
And so
それもダメでしょ。
If the robot flies, it's okay.But if the robot walks like a person, that's not okay. But if it flies and it just blows up a GPS...
本当はどっちもダメでしょうね。
But, you know, the drone thing's already going on.
I know.
That transition happened years and years ago, and now it's a full-on, you know, dronage.
Yeah.
Flying robots.
That's definitely not okay either.
And if those drones were shaped like Terminators, with wings, flying through the air, like they were humanoid but they had like little wings, That would freak people out, right?
だからその技術が向上して爆弾を落としたいと思ったところにちゃんと落とせるっていうのはある意味大事なことじゃん。間違えて学校に落としちゃいましたとかっていうのが頻発しているわけだからさ。
It'll happen if you bomb thousands and thousands and thousands of places. Eventually, you're going to bomb a hospital filled with, you know, innocent babies.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
技術が向上すること自体はいいんだけど、その使い方だよ。
The balance of power is just becoming so uneven between, well, it will become much more uneven once some country has control of the most advanced artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Tools, you know, their enemies would only survive at their mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, assuming that we survive at the mercy of the AI, but that probably comes later.
Yeah.
But like a guy with like a rifle and like combat boots, like... That's get taken out in like half a second by one of these robots.
Yeah.
You know that spot thing, if you mounted a machine gun on its back and it just ran around, you know, putting around in every... I mean, it could be absolutely devastating.
Well, yeah, for sure.
You know, like...
Yeah.
It has all the image, visual... sort of terrain mapping capability. You've seen the demonstration mm-hmm. where they had Spot navigate from like one part of this building to some other place across a construction site and all this stuff.
特にアメリカはこうその民間人が銃を持っている理由としてその政府と戦えないといけないっていうことがあるわけじゃん。だそこのパワーバランスもめちゃくちゃ崩れちゃうもんね。
Cybertruck metal terminators would be hard to take out. I mean, there are very powerful weapons that people have. So the people that are, you know, saying that they're going to fight the government or something, they have high-powered rifles that will put a bullet through just about everything, anything, straight through that Cybertruck. It's like 9mm handguns and stuff that wouldn't work against those robots. But right. you can't build a robot right now that's invincible against a 50 caliber bullet. It's
yeah,
almost
but I mean,
impossible.
そのアイディアとしてはさ、人間と戦うことを想定してるわけじゃん。その army of robots をその政府がしかもウェポナイズしてるものを大量に持っていて、別に撃たれたりするの何も怖くないし困りもしないっていう状況は想定してないわけだから。Mm-hmm. だから、yeah. アメリカは特にそこのパワーバランスも考えないといけないから。
Yeah, well, it's not just an issue for... I mean, it's a much larger and more profound problem than, you know, oh, we won't be able to overthrow our government. No, like, it's going to be much more serious than that.
Yeah.
Worst case, who knows?
So, man.
Hopefully it'll be fine.
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously there are good sides too, so...
Yeah, that's why we end up doing it.
Yeah, そうなんだよね。
It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there were a lot of people.
本当にこれで無し崩し的にでもなっちゃうんだよね、それはもう。
There were, probably were a lot of people who thought like, we'd never be in a world where the police are like breaking your door down with a robot dog. You know? Like,
yeah.
That's... The police robot dog is actually from Fahrenheit 451, if you've read that, by Ray Bradbury. It's a good science fiction book.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Did you see that koalas are catching on fire?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Not good. Well, Yeah, I mean, I've just been focusing on the political stuff here. How's that going?
Been
crazy.
The Nakabayashi NSC 7510 Mark III Shredder.
Oh, the shredder. Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on, somewhat intentionally, but
it's a mess after mess after mess and lies after lies after lies. I mean,
it's politics.
If you make one lie, then you have to make multiple lies to cover that up, and then more lies to cover those up.
Only if you didn't make enough lies the first time you made lies.
It's just more endless, jang. More. だからこう自分がこういうふうにこうだったことにしようっていうのを最初に決めちゃってるから、そこを矛盾させないためにこうどんどん嘘ついて、もうめちゃくちゃな、もう社会通念上ありえないようなことをまあ平気で言わないといけなくなるっていう、まあすごいよね。普通の会社とか家族友人関係とかでもありえないようなさ、嘘をこうテレビで官房長官なり、まあ、首相なり官僚なりが堂々とカメラの前で、まあ堂々としてないけどね、もはや、まあ、結構おどおどしてるけど。
But are you surprised by what's going on? My immediate impression with all this stuff is just、
まあ、またかっていうのはもちろんあるけど、ただこうまたかだけでは済まされない、やっぱりどこまでやるんだろうこれっていう、驚きはやっぱりあるよね。こう、
Do you have a what do you think is going to happen?
いや、分かんないね。なんかやっぱり日々ちょっと変わってるし、新しい情報がどんどん出てくるし、あ、これも嘘だったんだ、これも嘘だったんだ、あ、これが嘘ってことはじゃあこっちはどうなんだろうみたいな感じで、ただやっぱり、なんかシステムの問題もあるよね。やっぱりその官僚がはやっぱり自分のキャリアも大事だし、どうしてもこう首相とかを守らないといけないから、絶対おかしいと思っててもそれを言うしかないみたいなさ状況になってしまうっていうのもあるし、でもやっぱり私は、
How much do people feel like the whole situation really matters or really、
なんか最初はやっぱり、
Is it like a technical...
最初はやっぱり倫理観みたいな問題だったけど、今はもう違法性が問われるみたいな話になってきてるじゃん。だから、
まあ、There are many degrees of 違法性、
まあ、だから必死でこう嘘を重ねてるわけだけど、それを分かってるからね本人も。ただやっぱり私は一国民として、まあ、ああいう意味不明な言い訳をするとか、そのシュレッダーの話もそうだけど、本当に国民はバカにされてるなとは思う。でもある意味こういろんな人が言うけど、そのやっぱり政府民主主義で選んでるわけだから、その政府のレベルっていうのは国民のレベルを反映してるっていうのはよく言われるじゃん。だからこの国民あってこの政府みたいな、まあ、ネガティブな言い方をするとそうなっちゃうけど、だからでやっぱりあとはその慣れちゃうっていうのはあるよね。その違法じゃないからギリギリ嘘つくのは OK みたいな、でそれを何回も何回も何回も何年も繰り返してるうちにみんなもなんか麻痺してきちゃって、あれ嘘だったんだ、あ、まあでもいつも嘘ついてるし別にまあそれぐらいはみたいな、その普通だったらこう、わあ国会で嘘ついたってもうちょっとありえないじゃんってなるけど、
But for people who are supporting him, you know, they may see, you know, they may notknow for sure that, you know, something's a lie. They could have suspicions. And then, you know, there's also benefit of the doubt of like, is it a white lie in some way, a justifiable lie in some way, or a gray zone lie?
その一番やっぱり、まあこれは日本だけに限らずだけど、その勝ち負けっていうのは 政治家には関係あることじゃない。自分のキャリアがかかってるから、もう次の選挙落ちて無職になるのか、今みたいにいっぱいお金もらっていい生活ができるのかっていう。だから政党同士で争ってどっちが勝ってどっちが負けてるっていうのはすごく重要な問題なわけじゃない。だけど国民にとってはそれ関係なくて、どこの党だろうが誰が首相だろうが普通に誠実になんかごまかしたり腐敗とかなく回してくれてれば、まあ、どういう政策は同意するとかこれは賛同できないとかはあったにしろ、その勝ち負けの問題ではないんだよね。ただそれに国民が乗せられてしまって、その例えばじゃあ安倍さんがこんなことしましたってなったら、あ、じゃあ野党もやってたじゃないか、じゃあいいじゃんみたいな、そういうことじゃなくて、その悪いことしたんだったらそれは与党だろうが野党だろうがどの議員だろうがダメなものはダメだし、そのチーム戦じゃないからこれ別に、なんかそういう、
うん、
こうとかその政党が好きとかこの政治家が好きってなったら、その人が何をしても他の人よりはマシだからって言ってもう全部応援するとか、mm-hmm. なんかそういうこう
I think that's the reality of
そうなんだけど、そのそれで得るものって何なんだろうみたいな、それで国民同士がこう言い合ったりとかネットで喧嘩したりとか、mm-hmm. 失礼なこと言い合ったりとか、なんかそれってやっぱり政治家にとっては、まあ、ある意味都合がいい状態だから、なんかそこはちょっと目を覚まして、そういう問題じゃないと、だから悪いことは悪いし嘘つくのは当然ダメだし、その民主主義だから政治家っていうのは国民に仕える立場であって、その嘘ついたりごまかしたりとかすごい稚拙な言い訳をしてなんかこう延命のために乗り切ろうとするみたいな、そういうためにみんな税金払ってるわけじゃないからとかいう、そういうなんか根本的なところをすこう見せつけられてるというか、まあすごい残念だよね。
うん、
いや、まあすごいストレスだよね。あの、
politics is, I mean, can be stressful, but
やっぱりこう。自分が親になったのもあるかもしれないけど、その悪いことは悪い、その単純に嘘つくのはダメとか何かを隠すのはダメとか、うん、誰かを脅すのはダメとか、そういう当たり前のことを政府ができてないっていう、しかもそれを何回も繰り返してでも何のコンセクエンスもなくそのまま、
well, usually we have...
実権を握り続けるっていうのはいい例とは言えないから、
Usually we have prime ministers just resign after a few months.
So,
right? That's the old system.
Yeah.
You come in, you do something, and you leave,
yeah.
you get a new one.
So, だから今回はそういう
I think people are afraid of going back to that too. Because I think that was a difficult time for Japan. You know, just the having prime ministers resigning every other week. It's just getting ridiculous. How many in a row was that? Like six? I don't even know. I can't even name all of them.
ただやっぱりなんか何をしてもコンセクエンスがないっていう前例を作られちゃうと、その後例えば今安倍さんをめちゃくちゃ応援してる人でも今後どうなるか分かんないわけじゃん。例えば自分が大嫌いな人が首相になるかもしれない、その時にその人が同じことをできちゃうわけじゃん。今は自分が応援してる側の人がやってるだけだからいいけど、そうじゃない人になった時にじゃあ同じことでできちゃっていいのっていう話で、多分それは嫌だと思うんだよね。
Don't you think if evidence was presented, there would be consequences, though?
いや、だから私が今びっくりしているのは、そのどこまで、どこまで行けばこれはダメっていう、なんて言うんだろう。あ、これアウトだね、アウトだね。アウトっぽいね、アウトっぽいね。あ、これ嘘だったね、嘘だったね。ってなっても、
mm-hmm.
なんだろう。検察も動かないし、なんだろう、そのままうやむやになってみんなが忘れるのを待てばもうそれでいいみたいなパターンができちゃってるから、そのだから今までだったらこう本当にちょっとしたことで、まあこの間だってそのメロンなりなんなりをこうあれ講演会の人だっけ、なんか誰かに渡してましたとか、まあ公職選挙法違反かなんかで辞任してた人いるけど、うん、そのちょっとしたことで辞任する場合もあれば、 安倍さんみたいにここまで来てもやめないでいられるんだっていう、なんかよくわかんない。
Well, I guess if you compare him to like Putin or like maybe Duterte or some of these other, you know, they're
people. もっとやばい人と比べればいいじゃんっていう話ではないよね。どう考えても。
But I think people do to some extent, you know.
でやっぱりこう。この2週間私はまあいろんな人と話をしていろんなところから情報を集めて、やっぱりこうなんて信じられないなっていう、なんだろう、陰謀論みたいに言われてるけど実際は本当にそうっていうことももちろんあるし、あの国民みんなが これを見えてたら絶対擁護はできないだろうなっていう、ただその証拠が出ないようにとかその証拠をつかまれないようにやるのがすごくうまかったっていうだけで、なんか私はやっぱりこの2週間で本当に信じられないなっていうあの気持ちになった。このまあ、ある意味の絶望感というか、こう民主主義とはみたいな、民主主義とはもそうだし三権分立とはとかそういうなんか基本的なレベルで、やっぱりでそれをやっぱりあのエネーブルしてるシステムっていうのがあるわけだから、それがまず問題だし、その安倍さん個人っていうよりもね、
うん、
ただそれはなかなか変わらないだろうなとか。
Do you think there's some kind of a deep state in Japan? Sort of like the same people have held control and past control through this system for decades and decades.
だってまあ世襲だしさ。
And they are corrupt and they protect each other in this whole thing. That's a deep state.
だから私が聞いてる話でもやっぱりその安倍さんっていうのはすごいこう周りの人にはめちゃくちゃ優しいというか、あの恩をちゃんと返すタイプだから、そのまあお友達政治みたいによく言われるけど、自分の近しい人にはすごいサポートもするし、あのやっぱり好かれるから周りの人はみんなついてきてくれるしとか、まあもちろんそうだと思うんだよね。じゃないとさ、ここまで上り詰めることできないから。ただじゃあその周り以外の国民みんなはどうかっていう話で、ただまあ育った環境が違う、こう私とかだったら首相とはどういうものなのか、民主主義とは何なのかとかを考えるけど、生まれた時からそういう家に生まれついて、あ、まあ首相になるかもねみたいなのが当たり前として育った場合って、別にこの首相っていうのはどういうものなのかとか、国民のためになんたらとかそういうのはあまり考えないのかなと思っちゃうけど。
Politics.
Yeah. 本当だよ。もう。
How do you feel about? Are you not paying attention to U.S. politics at this point?
Oh God, no. No thanks.
You haven't been watching Adam Schiff?
No, I'm like, I'm、oh、just all I'm trying to do is to.Make time to play Death Stranding, and that's been so difficult. So,
yeah.
But I love that game. I love that game, and I think it's really special.
Mm-hmm.
なんかこう。
I still haven't played it. I failed.
あれこそなんか日本人、まあ日本人だからこそできたって言っちゃうとすごいあれなんだけど、こう。あれはいいすごくいいコンセプトだと思う。本当に本当にそう思う。やっぱりこう人と戦うとかじゃなくてさ、みんなで協力しようよっていう、そういうゲーム私は初めてだし。
The concept is, I guess, connecting the connections between humans across time and place, I guess, something like that.
Yeah. the multiplayer function is very unique.
They don't have split screen, right?
No. You don't actually see other players.
Wait, it is multiplayer?
It's multiplayer in a weird sense. Like, you don't see other players, but you see what they did.
Huh.
And that helps you, and you can help them.
Kind of like the geocache thing.
Yeah. It's really, I think it's groundbreaking. It's an entirely new concept, and it's really like peaceful in a way. I mean, it is like horror game-ish when there are like bad monsters and stuff, but then most of the time it's really chill. I'm just climbing mountains.
Are there vehicles?
Yeah.
I love vehicles.
I like walking. Like, I'm just like climbing up and down the mountains and just carrying stuff around. It's
And it's open world?
Open world.
Is it totally open world? Like, you're just in this open world, or is there some kind of fixed narrative that you kind of need to stay on?
It's like, 多分 Zelda みたいな感じ。So, そのミッションはあって、ミッションとストーリーはあるけど、それを別にディレイして、あの、終わらせないでなんかいろいろやってもいいしとか。だから結構自由はある。
That sounds fun.
しかも操作はすごいやりやすい。私でもやりやすいから、ゲーム慣れてる人はもう超いいんじゃないと思うけど。なんか I don't need to remember anything.
Like the controls?
Yeah. Like, usually it's like, ah, なんか何をしたらなんだっけとかさ。なんかそういうのもないし。まあ私スーパーイージーモードでやってるし、あと。I love that they put super easy mode.
何スーパーイージ
ー？なんかね、その敵の HP が低く設定されてるみたい。だからそんなに死なないみたいな。
But other than that, it's not easy. It's not like if there's something you need to figure out, it's not simpler to figure out.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's not like dumb mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot mode.
I hope it's not like that. But yeah. あれはね、結構おすすめだし、レビューでやっぱりこう、すごい変なレビューだったじゃん。それで話題になったじゃん。It's boring, but it's the best game みたいな。でみんななんかどういう意味ってなってたけど、あのその意味はわかる。Like, I don't think it's boring because I like wandering around, but it's not intense in a intensely action packed. I guess I don't know. It's not like zombie games where zombies are constantly attacking you, you know.
But maybe that's because you have it on super easy mode.
That's possible, yeah.
Because right. I played the last, Metal Gear Solid, the new one. It's so hard. It was so hard. I would get busted, like caught right away.
Right.
Like,
well, apparently Death Stranding も途中ですごいむずいとか何個もあるらしいんだけど、まだ私結構序盤だから。でもなんか there's one thing where like you're walking, and then,At some point, そのカメラがバーって後ろに引いて、音楽が流れ始めるのね。なんかめっちゃいい感じの。なんかなんて言えばいいんだろう、そのスペシャルエフェクト、なんかああいうのゲームで初めて見たんだけど、なんなんだろうあれ。あれめちゃくちゃかっこいい。なんかわかる、well, この。
Kojima always does weird stuff.With like cinematics and like
yeah, it's like the coolest effect I've seen in video games. I was really impressed.
Isn't just life more exciting when there's new, different, like disruptive products?
Yeah,
like new, just it's just different.
So
and I really felt that with that Cybertruck. I heard a bunch of people hated it and think it's ugly. Good. Somebody should think it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, like. Everything's so freaking safe and the same.
Yeah, I think the review should be mixed, you know, when it's really good.
Because
people get confused and it's like, what is this? I think iPhone was like that at first too. People were like, what is this for? You know, like, 何これみたいな人もいたじゃん。So,
but once we have an iPhone for 10 freaking years, are you just going to make another iPhone? You know, so like, people just can't get excited. It's like what, they, what Elon was showing in that presentation. Like, here are some trucks. Truck. They all look the same. Trucks have looked exactly the same. Like a truck today and a truck from 2005, exactly the same. There's freaking no difference at all in what it's made of or anything, really. And they look the same. I just get so excited when I see something that's like just out there and weird and bold, you know?
Yeah.
Look at what everyone else is doing and then don't do that.
I had never played a game where I'm like excited to play more because I want to know the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, なんか大体そんなにストーリーなくない？なんかないって言っちゃ悪いけど、なんかバイオハザードとかもさ、it's like, okay, like I'm killing zombies. In the end, like something happens, but like whatever, it's a zombie story. But this one is like, whoa.
Kojima's so thoughtful. You know, that's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And you find little pieces of thoughtfulness, you know, throughout the whole journey. Even, you know, the way the game was released... the release date had been right there in the poster for like a freaking year or something, and nobody saw it. Nobody noticed that the release date was on the like embedded in the the strands that were hanging down,
right?
Like spelled like 11 or what, like whatever the release date was. And it's like the Cybertruck was released in the same month, in the same city, the same year as the setting for the original Blade Runner movie. The original Blade Runner movie, which was
made
decades ago, was set in
November.
Was set in LA, was set in 2019.
Right.
November.
Yeah. So, you know,
so it's like it's that
it's really
that
cool.
Thoughtful
yeah.
little like just like gives you a little tingle like, ooh, that's that's so clever.
Yeah,
you know.
I still think it's ugly.
That's great.
バリンガニュース公式アプリは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android の、Android で文字起こしのテキスト、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランやっていますのでぜひお願いします。
2週間無料
トライアル。そう、2週間無料トライアルもあるのでちょっと気になっているからちょっと使ってみたいなっていう人はぜひそちらも。
It's free.
ただだよ。そう、ただ、やってみてください。bilingualnews.jp で今私もマイケルもたまたまお揃いで重ね合わせパーカーを着てるんだけど。
I haven't worn this like in a year, so it's really rare.
そう、イケてる洋服とかね、いろいろマグカップとかあるので、そちらもお願いします。
お願いします。
Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
バイ。
バイ。